Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worship.
It's
time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on,
the Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Everything,
all the
pain,
and pain,
and that your troubles may
bring
worthy of the glory,
giving the praise,
yeah.
Oh,
together
we can, yes, we can.
Everybody,
oh, worship
the Lord.
I don't know about you, but it has shown up good to me.
Troubles come,
just hold on, got some change in hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be feeling a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Tonight, I want to talk to you about I have a need. I have a need. Recently, this past weekend, the buzz has been on what happened at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. Morehouse is a historically African-American black HBCU. It's a historically black college and university where they had a commencement graduation ceremony this past weekend, and we found out that there was a billionaire by the name of Robert F. Smith, who is an Ivy League educated business leader who has made fortunes in investing in software and tech firms. He is well known, obviously, for his philanthropy. And in his commencement speech, he made the statement that he would be willing to pay off every graduate's student loans that they had. And it has been a buzz all on the internet. Everybody is talking about it, that the black billionaire has decided to pay off 400 graduates' student loans. They are estimating that the totality of the amount of student loans that he's going to be paying off is around $40 million, which is only peanuts to him being a billionaire. And I thought to myself, what a powerful notion. And then when I came home and I talked to my wife and we had a dialogue about it, and I did a little research on it as well. I want you to know that as he was canvassing the college and going around and talking to people about with the students who are graduating, the number one thing he kept finding was everybody was concerned about their student loans and how they were going to pay it and how they were going to be able to make it. And once you go to college, you get out of college, and now you go automatically in debt. And there was the top concern that everybody was talking about is, if you've been following the political atmosphere as well, all of the politicians are well versed on the fact that most people are really struggling to pay off student loan debt. And it has become an issue, so much so that people are looking at candidates to vote for the 2020 election in terms of that particular item of interest. So I want you to know that this is a very, very awesome thing that this black billionaire did, Robert F. Smith. But it got me to thinking about, why did he do it? He basically saw that there was a need. And when he talked to students, obviously, everybody he talked to brought up that situation that had student loans, and he didn't even plan to go there to do that. That was something that he decided after talking to the students and being in the atmosphere of Morehouse College. But basically, he saw that there was a need. And I want to suggest to us, our listening audience tonight, before I dive into the text in Proverbs 18:16, I want you to know that whenever you have the resources to bless somebody, and when you see that there is a need, I think that we ought to always learn this principle and try to always help a person, if we can, with their need. For the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse number 16, one of my favorite passages, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. A gift is a contribution. It is something that you give. It is an offering. And it could also be a talent as well. So it says a man's gift makes room for him. The word room means to enlarge, to expand, to widen, to grow. So anytime you use or contribute or invest your gift into something, it will make room for you. It will allow you the space and the place to do more great things. And then the Bible says, the proverb writer says, the wisest man that ever lived says, it will bring you before great men. I want to suggest that we all have opportunities where we find that we have a gift, talent, skill, or ability, but we have to notice that when someone has a need that we could help out with, we need to do it, because a man's gift, whatever that gift is that you can contribute, will bring you, will make room for you and bring you in the company of great men. Unless you've been under a rock for the past 20 years, you know that church attendance is declining in most places. It is because our culture has changed so dramatically, so much so that more people are interested in secularism and doing the things that is involved with individualism and personal autonomy and all those kinds of things and sexual freedom, that more people are interested in doing what they want to do more so than God wants them to do and doing the will of God. So you see a need in every church that lost people need to be saved. Otherwise, churches are faced to make a decision whether to pay the mortgage and keep on going or do whatever. I need you to know that when you see a need, you ought to do whatever you can and use whatever resources that you have so that you can help with that person's need. Every church has a need. Every family has a need. Every relationship has needs. Every individual has some needs. We all have some needs. So when you see a need that you can exploit and you can use your resources, your gifts, your talents, and your experiences and all the wisdom that you have to help out somebody, you want to do it. And every time you exercise using your gifts, can I tell you, your gifts will make room for you. Your gifts can open up doors that you could have never opened unless you helped out somebody. And here's what I really wanted to tell you tonight in regard to why I brought up bringing up this story about Robert F. Smith. I am more impressed, not with Robert F. Smith, but I'm impressed with every parent, every student that struggled working a job, going to school. I'm impressed with every student that it was difficult for them to make it through Morehouse as a black male at that all-black male college. I'm more impressed with the parent that worked two or three jobs to send their child to Morehouse, believing in the dream that this child may be the first person in our family to earn a degree, to earn a college degree, to go on to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to be a scientist, to be a preacher, whatever the person's goals and aspirations and dreams were. But there were some parents and some grandparents and some churches that sacrificed for those kids to make it and came out of their pockets personally and pooled money together to send that one child to college. And they had a lot of doubt and they didn't have the means to do it, but they struggled and they sacrificed to do it. And they never knew that the day of graduation, that God would swoop in like an eagle and bless every graduate that pulled through and fought hard and did all they could to get good grades, because they knew that their families was on their back and their family was on their shoulders, and they were carrying the city to which they came from. And all of a sudden, God came through out of nowhere and influenced the mind of this man, this billionaire by the name of Robert F. Smith, to take care of everybody's student loans. So I also thought about the person that saw that there was a need for their child to go to school and said, "It's just too much. We can't do it. Well, you'll be in debt for the rest of your life. You may not even get a job after college. And why should I pay all this money and send you to this prestigious HBCU and waste all this time when you may not even get a job and you have to pay all this loan back and you have to probably pay these loans off for the rest of your life?" And there was a parent that decided not to allow their child to go there because they didn't want to put forth the effort and the money and the energy and tenacity and all those things to make it through. And that parent had an opportunity to send their child there, even if they had to struggle, but they could have got all the student loans paid off. So you have to look at both sides of it. Whenever there's a need, even though if it sets you back, don't worry about it, because God does not need to tell you how he is going to bless you. Oh my goodness. You just need to believe that if you put forth the effort and help somebody when there is a need, God can come through like a FedEx man and deliver a check and pay off all the loans that that person would have, because God is just that type of God. So let me leave you with this. Anytime you utilize your skills, your talents, your gifts, your abilities, just know if you are professional and you do it at the highest level, that God could allow your gift to make room for you. And when God uses your gift to make room for you, expands your territory, give you opportunities to which you never have imagined that you would get, all because you were willing to exercise your right and as a child of God in the kingdom of God to use your gift. And God can bring you in the room with great men, great people that you would never ever have met unless you use your gift. God can give you everything you need. I got to close, but let me just leave you with the last 30 seconds with this. And this is a personal testimony. Everything that I've ever wanted, God has given it to me through ministry. When I tried to get it on my own outside of ministry, I didn't get it. But when I got into ministry and began to use my gift, car, job, place to stay, he blessed me with income. He blessed me with a woman that could help me in my ministry. And all the things that I desired, he gave it to me through a ministry, which I was using my gift in. So you cannot tell me that God cannot bless you. You cannot tell me that God can bless you in ways you could never imagine. You cannot convince me that God cannot do it, because I have seen God do it. And I just know that if God could bless me, a man that is not even worthy, if God could bless me, I know he could bless you. And can I tell you that God has not even began to sweat yet with what he has already done in your life, and he wants to do much more. All we have to do is listen to the wisdom of the proverb writer and know that a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. All you got to do is keep planting seeds. And if you keep planting seeds, even though something may have not come up the way you wanted it, don't worry about it. Just plant another seed and plant another seed and keep planting seeds. And eventually, God is going to allow something to spring up from the seed that you planted. And there's a devil in hell right now that does not want you to plant a seed in your family, a seed in your church, a seed in your relationship, a seed on your job, a seed in your finances. He didn't want you to plant that seed because he knows that God could allow that seed to grow and to expand and make room for you and place you around some people you never ever thought you would be around, all because you utilize your gift at the highest level and God made room for you. God bless you tonight. Hope and pray this information has truly been a blessing to your life. Make sure you dial number one on your phone right now and let us pray for you. Dial number one on your phone right now. God bless you on tonight.
The caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones, Brother Mike Woods. I'd like to continue prayer for my sister Maddie Florence and my sister Dorothy Hubbard. Maddie is recovering from a surgery on last week, and just could keep her in prayer. And pray for all the ministers that ministers to the churches of Christ through the island and country and throughout the world, and our youth and new converts. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We'll certainly keep those people in prayer. God bless you on tonight. Caller ending in 2304, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Hi, good evening, Brother Brian. I just want to thank you and enjoyed the lesson. And I enjoyed, always enjoy the prayer calls. And I just am asking prayers for me, looking for full-time work again. I do have a part-time job, but looking for full-time work. And also asking prayers for Daylon Conklin, my son. He just don't want to go back to school, you know, just hanging with the wrong crowd and not going to church. I'm asking prayers for him just so he get his mind right and get back into the Word. And, again, thank you so much for your prayers. I hope you have a blessed night.
God bless you, Sister Charlene. Thank you so much. Tonight we'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer. Caller in 7293, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
This is Aiden Joy, and I pray for everybody and me, because I hope I have a good day. And even though that you have hard times through your life, never give up hope and, like, dream big and don't, like, when someone says that you can't do it, never believe in other people. Believe in yourself and God.
All right. Thank you, Aiden Joy. That was wonderful. We certainly We'll pray for you tonight for all those things, and we have that hope and belief in our Lord and our God. Thank you for that, and we'll certainly keep you in prayer that you have a good day. We want to thank all of you tonight for tuning in to Passion for Christ. Again, we have people all around the country and online with us tonight, and we thank you for your presence. If you are physically able, I want to ask you to bow with me for a brief word of prayer. But just remember that God could do it no matter what it is. God has not seen anything that he can't do, because all things are possible with the Lord. Bow with me, please, for a brief word of prayer. God, we love you. We thank you tonight for being our God and demonstrating your power in every facet of our lives. We pray, O God, for every person who is listening tonight, that you bless us with our needs so that we can go in the direction of saving souls and blessing our families and doing all we can for the cause of Christ. We pray for those who are sick, bless them to get healthy and whole again so that they can do more work in your kingdom. Bless those who are looking for employment so that they can have the needs that they need so that they can get back to your kingdom as well. And we thank you for Aiden Joy tonight as well, oh God, that you would just bless her to have a good day so that she can glorify your name. We thank you for placing you on her heart and having parents that have taught her the way to go. And we just thank you for all the demonstrations of love and kindness and sincerity that people have demonstrated towards us, and help us go and do the same for people. And every time you bless us, oh God, as we walk in this life, to see people who have a need. If we have the resources, if we have the time, if we have the ability, bless us to have the heart to do it, knowing that ultimately you're going to bless us in a mighty, mighty special way if we bless other people. We thank you for all you do. We love you. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer requests to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.